Belgic Confession of Faith, Article Number 12, the creation of all things, especially of angels. So we've been looking at the doctrine of God, or what the Bible teaches us about God and also about the Bible. We had a number of articles, and then we came back and we're looking at the Trinity, and now we move into what God has done, that is creation. Let us read responsively. We believe that the Father, by the Word, that is, by His Son, has created of nothing the heaven, the earth, and all creatures, when it seemed good unto Him, giving unto every creature its being, shape, form, and several offices to serve its Creator, that He also still upholds and governs them by His eternal providence and infinite power for the service of mankind, to the end that man may serve his God, and to serve some of whom are fallen from the excellency in which God created them into everlasting perdition, and the others have, by the grace of God, remained steadfast, continued in their first state. The devils and evil spirits are so depraved that they are enemies of God and of every good thing. To the utmost of their power are prisoners watching to ruin the church and every member thereof, and by their wicked stratagems to destroy all, and are, therefore, by their own wickedness, adjudged to eternal damnation, daily expecting their horrible torments. Therefore, we reject and abhor the error of the Sadducees, who deny the existence of spirits and angels, and also that of the Manichaeans, who assert that the devils have their origin of themselves, and that they are wicked of their own nature without having been corrupted. So we are focusing on the looking at things, understanding reality from a supernatural perspective. In our culture where we live today in America in the 21st century, to some degree we are passing from an age of materialistic determinism, or another way of saying that matter, time, and chance are the ultimate determiners of all things. Two, we're moving into, and you see it more and more, the age of cosmic spirituality, or some people refer to that as the New Age thinking, or some refer to it as East and West meeting. And so there is this, although there's an understanding that there's something else out there, there's a rejection of the truth of God and the believing of a lie, or believing in some other explanation that is non-material. So that is kind of the realm that we live in, the people that we run among, when we listen to things, whether it be on television and the internet or even movies and all of that. There's an explanation or understanding, either it's very materialistic, or if they do acknowledge something supernatural, it's not biblical. Whereas the confession says what? Confession says that God created everything out of nothing. That everything that we see or feel or experience, everything is because of God. Because of God's power and God's purpose. Notice, not only does it say He created out of nothing everything, but giving to every creature its shape, being, shape, form, and several offices. In other words, purpose. Purpose is to serve its Creator. And so everything exists as covenant servants. God claims the right to everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And every creature is a servant that will give an account. And also notice in our confession, it says that He is the one who sustains and who governs all things as Creator and Lord. So then the question arises, why is it that in this creed or in the statement that there's so much time spent on angels? Understand, in a sense, the declaration concerning the creation of the world, the heavens and the earth and all creatures. But why spend so much time on angels? And I would argue that the reason for that is to be able to explain, in some sense, one of the reasons for evil that we experience in the world. In other words, again, having a supernatural understanding of things or perspective includes those things that we can't see that affect us. Not only do we not see God, but yet God affects us, does he not? He holds us together. He provides for us. But also that there is opposition in the world, that we are at war with the devil and with fallen angels. Notice the declaration is God created these creatures upright as servants, but then there was the rebellion, the fall of a third of those servants of God. And so we understand that we are not alone, and the things that we deal with are not just materialistic, that there is a war that we must fight. And so we take seriously exhortations and commands from Scripture that says, put on the whole armor of God, wage a good warfare as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Again, if you read that passage, it's in the context of warfare. And so we understand that we are not alone. Not only are we servants of God, involved with God in every moment of our existence, but we're also at war with the enemies of God as well. Amen?